Hi there, my name is Daryl Epp, and I'm the author of a poetry collection entitled Imaginary Maps, published by Signature Editions in Winnipeg. And Trevor and I are currently in a Fortino's grocery store, two blocks west of my apartment, in the section where they sell fresh sushi and fresh coffee beans. So here I go. Planting rainbows. Foraging among the terra incognita, the polar opposite of wherever you are. Carving boomerangs in the outback. Pumping gas in the shadow of the pyramids, or planting rainbows in Fritz Lang's metropolis, maybe. The phony B-movie backdrop dots the eye for me. Imagine frost in July. No, sir, no exchanges without a receipt. Or a persistent muscular twitch that reminds you of the hour in which you really blew it. Cherry blossoms. Discarded scratch-and-win lottery tickets, cartwheeling down Barton Street East. I wish they were cherry blossoms, somehow further aggravating the sweaty lassitude of July. A sort of symmetry rolling in like a wave, noumenal as childbirth, inevitable as weather. History holds its breath. Random pigeons and squirrels planning for the winter. I can barely imagine tomorrow. The discrete particles comprising the ligaments of the day, the world, its movers and shakers, their suburban duplicitous daughters. Civil disobedience. Missing pieces essential to the production. Holding your hand at the mouth of the Erie Canal, for example. The night we broke the bed. Grimly muttered threats from a kick-ass revenge flick. How does it feel to be hunted, or some similar nonsense? I put recyclables in with the regular garbage and call it civil disobedience, a form of defiance against whoever is in charge. Far away, there are mountains, monkeys, elliptical galaxies dancing unto death, the knowledge of them in haunted parking lots providing more than enough consolation. Sweet enough. Alien abductions are on the rise, according to the New York Times. What's more, UFOs change lanes without signaling. The Earth has other problems as well. Tourists kidnapped in distant deserts, my broken shoelace. I stare at your high school yearbook photo and wait for it to reveal its secrets. I'm thinking of a baby bird thrashing its way out of the egg. Morning will come, count on it. Tomorrow's sun will astonish and change us like a Raymond Chandler simile, sweet enough to make the whole world cry. How many molecules? The insomniac is counting molecules, digesting a burrito with difficulty. What's your infinity multiplied by my zero? Existential is a word you might use for tonight. The sizzling bacon, the hum of the nocturnal motors, the mind too big for its brain. Tragedies hibernate inside moments like these. The bloody wedding dress, the mushroom clouds, pianos thrown off the balcony, and what to say and to whom. Kissing piranhas. It's not what you meant to do, it's what you did that I don't like, is what you say in front of the bingo parlor, and hey, how many bingo parlors does one downtown need? The cars all wish they were horses. The trains wish they were mighty Godzillas. And what do you wish? To be a cockroach with your bones on the outside, your thin skin under a hard shell? That might work better for you than Zoloft and/or placebos, but I'm no doctor. Piranhas French kiss in the water that's risen to my knees, and I'm not going anywhere. Everybody knows I was here first. Pick a letter. Homeless guy number 3 asks pedestrians if they're saved. My former better half goes overboard on the night haul. You cheat at Scrabble solitaire, wear a mask to hide your mean streak, as thunderclouds throb like tumors. Some cop gave a veteran a ticket for loitering, and an ant ran away with my bagel. I'm shopping for houses in the country just so I can say goodbye and good luck to you with your fistful of consonants and your Q without a U. No sweat. Scrubbing mildew off the bathroom tiles, it's hard not to wonder about the miniature Armageddons being acted out in the neighboring cages, the variegated forms of lust and pity, the so-called living rooms, the marathon runner too dehydrated for tears. A monosyllabic curse crawls in under the door. I could have been a VIP, a captain of industry, if it wasn't for you, you, you. Like a creepy idiot savant, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada is awesome and oblivious and no help at all. Should I apologize on bloody knees or join a traveling circus? It would be easier if it was a math problem, robotically unambiguous. No sweat, just integers, fractions, and negative numbers. Contraindications. An unpolluted Pacific. A Garden of Eden sky. The man in the moon. A star's molten heart. A volcano's teardrop. Put one of the above under your tongue every 4 hours or as needed. Do not mix with food. Do not answer the phone. And if anybody asks, tell them you haven't seen me. Tell them you haven't seen me for months. The river. Twitching, waiting for the mailman, wondering about how things change. You can't step in the same river twice, you said, because the river is constantly changing. If that's true, I said, you can't step in the same river even once, can you? It's changing as you're stepping. But you didn't understand what I meant, and you certainly never understood how much I wanted to build us a treehouse in the jungle where we could eat bananas all day, and I could beat my chest like I was Tarzan, Lord of the Apes. And what were you thinking anyhow, glibly quoting Heraclitus to a man with tears in his eyes? Like a dog returning to his vomit, I patrol the used bookstores, the empty cathedrals. The sheets don't smell of you, like always. How gone you are, how always returning. Thank you for listening.